Welcome to the 618 Now, a bonus 618 Now, where we tell you about all the fun stuff that your kids can do this summer. Now, Jessica, bonus episodes? I don't think this is part of my contract.
Nick, you have one job. Run the soundboard.
Okay. All right, fine. So what's going on?
I want to give listeners a little preview of how this episode's going to be laid out. So first, we're going to talk about the full day day cam. So people who maybe work full-time and they need some child care for their kids. Then we'll get into some of the activity camps that are maybe half-day camps or very topic-specific camps. And then at the end, we'll talk about just activities in general that are happening around that you could take advantage of this summer.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I want to start by saying there are several day camps that we're not going to mention, and that's because I reached out to the organizations like the YMCA, District 90, a couple of the school districts, and it turns out those camps are already full. So if you're used to, if you're used to sending your child to a certain camp and we don't talk about it today, chances are it's because it's already full.
And hopefully your kid's already there.
Fingers crossed. But if not, let me talk to you about a couple of the day camps that are still accepting registrants. So Parks and Recreation through the O'Fallon City has two types of camps. They've got a full day camp for ages 3 through 5. That's called Camp Choo Choo. And then they have a day camp for ages 5 through 12, known as Camp Cavens. Both of those camps are all-day camps that run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., but they also have an option for before and after care. So before care starts as early as 7, and the after care, you can leave your child there until 6 p.m. You do have to bring a lunch every day, or you can pay $3 and you can prepay and buy Dairy Queen lunches that are delivered to the camp.
Oh, cool.
And then every Friday, you don't have to bring a lunch because they do pizza parties.
Sweet.
Afternoon snacks are provided, and every day the kids do swimming and then outdoor activities. And if you look at the registration form, they have a lot of themes for the week. So Wild About Animals, What a Mess, Water Mania, All Around Town, will they drive around and learn more about O'Fallon Shiloh, which you know is near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. And then Around the World in 5 days. So I'll put a link to the registration for those camps in the show notes.
Very cool.
And then McKendree Metro Recplex also has two different types of camp. Now, these camps are only open to McKendree Recplex members, so you do have to be a member to send your child here. With the Plex camp, those are also 9 until 4 with the options for before and after care. And the big difference between maybe the Recplex and then the city camps is that the Recplex mostly happens indoors.
Okay.
And so for kids that might be a little more sensitive to the hot summer days, or if we get a rainy season this summer, kids at the Recplex will be inside for most of the camp. Just like the city camps, there are really fun themes to each camp, and each camper throughout the day gets to either swim or also skate because they have an ice skating rink inside the Metro Recplex. In addition to the Plex summer camp, there is also premium camps offered through the Recplex. These are also from 9 until 4, but they each have a specific focus area. So 3+ hours of that child's day will be spent focused on an area such as swimming, skating, getting active. They've partnered with Sylvan Learning Center and Metro East Bricks to do some fun STEM camps.
Oh, okay.
So the time available at the camp is the same throughout the day, but these kids that are in the premium camps will have just a little extra focus on something fun that might be more of interest to them.
Neat.
So those are the two big day camps for kids and families that might need more of a childcare setting than just a camp theme. But there are also lots of half-day camps. So if you're not necessarily needing all-day childcare, but you just want to make sure that your kids get out of the house and do something fun during the summer, there are a number of mini camps offered through Parks and Rec. So these are half-day camps. Some occur in the morning, some are the afternoon, but these are very activity-specific. So there are bowling camps, there are traveling art camps, there is a camp called Train Station 9 3/4 dedicated to the Harry Potter fans out there.
Okay.
There are golf camps, lots to do. So I'll put a link to those. Those are called mini camps, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Cool.
There are also a number of sports camps going on. So the high school normally offers quite a bit of sport development camps, but this year they're not offering them for non-high schoolers due to COVID.
Oh.
They do have camps specifically for high schoolers in specific sports, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
But for elementary and high schoolers, I know that McKendree University has several different camps that they're offering. boys and girls basketball. I think there's a soccer camp. So I'll put a link to those in the show notes too.
Very cool.
So now I want to get into a couple of the camps that are very specific and don't necessarily happen all throughout the summer, but are really limited in when they're offered, but they seem like fun activities. Again, to help get the kids out of the house. So Restoration Ranch is located in Shiloh, and they're offering a PE class on Tuesdays. They have three different age groups that they're offering, 10 a.m. until noon. There are eight sessions, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Restoration Ranch is also offering archery classes. It'll be Mondays from 10 until noon for different age groups, and I'll also put a link to that in the show notes. Counselors Associates is offering a positive influence camp. This is a neat camp for kids to learn different life skills. We covered it in a previous episode, and it's just an opportunity for kids entering 6th, 7th, and 8th grade to learn life skills, such as coping skills, communication, how to deal with different things that life might throw your way. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Very cool.
Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville, their Office of Online and Educational Outreach has several what they're calling Junior Cougar Summer Camps. They've got focused on theater, visual arts, education, science. So in addition to that, there's also music camps, some dance camps. So I'll put a link to those SIUE camps in the show notes.
So what I'm hearing is there's going to be a lot of information in the show notes.
There is. I actually think that that's probably the value of this episode is I hope people tune in, but I think the real value will be in just being able to refer back to the show notes and all the links.
Okay. So moving on, what else you got?
Marcus Cedar and O'Fallon is running $5 classic movies on Fridays. And then I think you order the food through the app. And right now they're offering a 20% discount on concessions.
Okay, cool.
So Fridays, take your kids to the movies. The Gateway Grizzlies baseball organization has a full scheduled season. They've got several nights where they'll have fireworks. They have tons of giveaways. And their tagline is true. They are affordable family fun. You can get tickets typically for under $10. You can get a family of four in and out of that event. Tickets, hot dogs, drinks, and everything for usually under $40.
You know, I always enjoy going to their 4th of July game because they do that really awesome fireworks show.
That's something they're known for. It's awesome. Yeah, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Show notes!
Every Wednesday night this summer, United Methodist Church in O'Fallon is hosting a family fun night. Starting at 6 p.m., food is provided, and each week has a different theme. This is a great opportunity. If your kids are in camp all day and maybe you're not getting to spend as much time with them, I would recommend Wednesday night signing up for these events and heading over to the church and just spending 2 hours with your family. So now we've covered different full-day camps, half-day camps. We've talked about some special events that are happening, some sporting events. I want to talk now about two things that I think are outside of the box, but that parents should definitely be considering.
Okay.
The first are subscription boxes through Courage and Grace. So Courage and Grace is a local business, and they offer do-it-yourself home decor and crafts. And they have what they call Junior Maker Tribes. This is a subscription box that you sign up for, more much like the Kiwi crates and things like that, except it's supporting a local business. And every month they send you a box that contains several themed kits for kids to complete in the comfort of their home. And it comes with all of the supplies needed. So the kits will be shipped out on the 20th of each month. So you sign up for the subscription box and it'll come. And I would say save that for a rainy day. Your kids will be out and busy and hopefully spending time outside. But if they need to come in for a little while or it's raining, why not have them
make
some fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then the other activity, this is a family favorite for the Lotzes. We love geocaching. Nick, do you know what geocaching is?
I do not.
Okay, geocaching is basically a digital treasure hunt to find Tupperware that people have hidden in the woods.
Okay.
Sounds fun?
Why are you hiding your Tupperware in the woods?
It's a great way to get outside. So there are millions of geocaches hidden throughout the world.
Okay.
So what you do is you download the free app from geocaching. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And no matter where you go, you can pull up a list of geocaches that are hidden. So these are things that people have intentionally placed somewhere and you need to go find it. So it might be a Tupperware container in the woods. It might be an ammo box under a bench somewhere. Most of the world, if you don't geocache, you don't even know that these things are in your backyard. Well, I mean, not in your backyard, but
I was going to say, there's a Rubbermaid in my backyard?
Not necessarily, but in public places, they're frequent in parks or downtown areas. My family and I, we use it as a chance, especially when we travel, to get outside and explore a place we might not normally have visited. So you pull up the app, it tells you which ones are close, you follow the GPS coordinates, and then once you get within 10 feet of the location, I usually put my phone away and I start looking. And in most cases, you know the size box you're looking for.
Okay.
It usually blends in really well. So it might be like covered in ammo duct tape or something to blend in with the environment. And then once you find the box, sometimes it has like little trinkets, McDonald's toys, things to trade in there.
Yeah.
It is an incredibly fun way to get outdoors, to explore your city or town. There are several in O'Fallon that are puzzle geocaches. So before you can even go out and start looking for it, you don't know the GPS coordinates. You have to solve a puzzle or a riddle in order to get the coordinates.
Huh.
And then after you do that, then you can go out on the hunt.
Well, that sounds like a lot of really good options for families for this summer.
That's my hope. There's always a lot going on, but it's so time consuming as a parent to follow all the different Facebook pages, keep track of all the flyers you might get. So our goal and our hope today is that we did the research for you, pulled it all together, and at least now you have an idea of what's available for you and your family this summer.
And if there's one big takeaway from this episode, it's in the show
notes. It's in the show notes.
Yeah.
Check the show notes for sure.
Well, Jessica, as always, it's appreciated.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure. They've got some golfing ones, bowling, sports water, park, camps.
Water sports or sports water? Are they playing with like Gatorade? I'm confused.
I don't even know where to start over.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.